item 5 from the Director, Community Business Development Partners, submitting monthly informational reports providing an update on departmental waivers. On June 11, 2014, the Committee on Transportation, Public Works, and Transit recommended that this item be received and placed on file on a vote of 7-0. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Mr. Norris.
Madam Chair, Supervisor, let me just make a brief statement before I go through the report. Two things. I apologize for my fetish for data. Data tells me stories, and that leads into my next comment here. One of the reasons why we produce this report is not just to give a report on things, but hopefully looking towards a solution, an outcome, a vision that we can minimize this and take opportunities where we now see them, where our targeted businesses are not participating in. So I just want to say that. I just don't want to just give this report just the sake of giving a report. We're going somewhere with this. And at some point, I would like to bring to the board my vision, my plan of how I like to take our dynamic business enterprises in the future. I'm going to start off with the report that you're most familiar with. And this report for the April activity, we have a little more than $3 million worth of activity. Of that activity, approximately $292,000 did not have participation, which resulted in a 9.5% percentage of non-participation, which is, as my understanding, below the target threshold, which is 10%. So I guess on the surface, that's good news. And so you see on the table that you're more accustomed to, and in the future, I'm going to start using this device too, because when you start talking numbers, it's good to be able to have a screen here where you can talk to the numbers. But before you is the table on which identifies those projects that are included in the waiver report. And what we do in my department is we look at each one of these and make a determination to see if there's any opportunity. Why are these included in the waiver reports? Some of them are with other nonprofit organizations. Some are involving some grant locations, grant allocation and things of that nature. So these are the projects that are included in the waiver report. And before I go on to the proposed new format, is there any questions regarding this report?
Any questions on the old format? All right, why don't you go right into the new format?
Okay. Madam Chair and Supervisor, before you now is the proposed new format for reporting. Again, I emphasize is that this report is our report. Again, I have no eagle to bruise or anything of that nature. I just want this report to be meaningful to everyone. And so therefore, as this new format, what it does, we drill down even further to look at those projects to see should they be included in the waiver count. We don't want to take them off the table. We still want you to be able to see which project does not have participation. But we want to make sure those items that we feel that had the greater possibility of having participation, we want to include that in the waiver report. So therefore, with that said, for the month of April, based on the new format, again, activity is a little bit above $3 million. Again, total contracting dollars without DBE participation is $292,000. Again, that participation resulted in a 9.5%. However, those contracts that we deemed as should be counted in the waiver report only resulted in $100,000 and above in terms of those contracts that we believe should be counted into the waiver report, which results in a 3.27% waiver approval. And as you look down on the report, those projects that we felt are exempt are $191,474, results in a 6.22% percentage. Now, the table, the new table and format, identifies those projects that are included in the waiver calculations, those that are exempt, and you will see in the table these numbers match what is in the written report. But what I think is most significant and telling is when we look at the graphics, which gives us a feel of the magnitude of those dollars that have been waived, and it gives you a sense, it gives you a feel. And then we also show for a quarterly basis, on a monthly basis, we start to see trend analysis. And what I would like to bring to your attention is the pie chart that shows by department the percentages of those dollars related to the April report by those departments. It gives you a bigger feel, a greater feel for where those waiver dollars are going. I like to look at this pie chart as a pie chart of opportunity. And again, my emphasis going forward is that we will look at this collection of data that I've been compiling, not just for the month of April, but from as far back as we can, and look at potential opportunities for our targeted firms to have discussions with them. You know, we heard earlier today about economic opportunities, particularly in minority communities, where we want to be a conduit, if you will, as it relates to Milwaukee County, opportunities for those businesses to now say, hey, you may want to tweak your services to fill in this void that we see here in Milwaukee County and to pursue some of these projects in the future, not just increasing subcontracting opportunity, but potential prime positions as well. And I think our department or Milwaukee County should be playing a role in helping facilitate that.
Minnie? Supervisor Bond?
I thought it was an actual resolution. This is just the information item?
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
All right. Never mind.
Any other comments? Otherwise, I would like to make, I was also in transportation when you prepared this, and I think Supervisor Mayo directed, at least for the next 2 months, was it, that he wanted both the old and new format. I love the new format. It's so much more informational, so much more detail being given. I'm actually ready to go with the new report, unless I hear otherwise from our committee, if they felt that they still need both reports. But since Supervisor Mayo is apparently going to have you prepare both reports, I'll stay consistent with him. I'm ready to actually just ask you for the new report. The only comment I would make about the dashboard, one of my favorite books is How to Lie with Statistics. And, you know, there's always a way to present things using mm-hmm. verifiable statistics, but then somehow either comparing them apples and oranges or showing a picture that doesn't reflect what the statistic is pointing out. And I think the percent waived does that a little bit with the chart, in that if you had shown 100%, even the March number would be fairly small on the full chart. But when you list the chart of just 0 to 18%, it certainly helps to see the months in comparison to one another, and yet the percent waived is still, you know, not that large a number if you had the entire chart. That's the only comment I would make on that one.
Yeah, thank you, Supervisor, for that comment, and I will look at it even more. I didn't want to overwhelm because, as I stated earlier, I have a fetish for data.
Yeah, and I know you get a big kick out of doing things
yes,
like this,
I do.
But I think it's an excellent report, and I look forward to some of your ideas. I've been impressed with them, so
thank you
for all of that. All right, if there's nothing further from Mr. Norris, moving on to, we've already done six, moving on to item 7.